Take it away.
Early one morning, just as the sun was rising, I heard a hummingbird singing in the trees. Oh, never leave me. Oh, don't believe me. Would you ever? I can't remember the words, but never leave me alone.
Well, welcome, ICANN clan. That's a rare opportunity for those of you who are punctual. Our host tonight, our guest facilitator, the singing teacher in our midst, Ms. Elaine Brewster. And I'm going to save all my comments to the end because it's just better, more punctual that way, more time sensitive to everybody's schedule. I do want to remind you and give you a heads up that when we're done, if you guys want to, we're not even going to do that either. But this Saturday, two back-to-back episodes of Kens and Vital Balance, Saturday AM Live at 7 AM Pacific Standard Time, will be you, the ICANN clan, sharing your experience, sharing your thoughts on the KVB, especially the new version. And then right after that, an hour later, Brody Craney will be doing a live Zoom with Dave Johnson or on Dave Johnson's call. And I got to hear a teaser of that today, and wowzer, that was enlightening. And on the heels of that, drinking it for breakfast this morning was like, you know, the proof's in the pudding. So we don't build our whole experience around one product, never, ever, ever, just like you don't build your whole experience of the ICANN attitude around one lesson. Yet we tend to get pretty jazzed up about it. So on that note, Elaine, if you're ready to process us through lesson number five, take it away.
Okay. We would like to hear everyone's reaction and response to lesson five, Attitude is More Powerful. Who wants to start us off? I know, it's always hard.
Hi, no, this is Pat Kelly.
Okay, go.
Okay. I really fell off the wagon this week, and I've been reading the thing about, okay, failure is a start of the next step. So in the meantime, I chose that attitude, and I got a call out of the blue from somebody who wants all of a sudden to buy my last jug of KVB. I thought, good God, I haven't heard from her in 6 months anyway. And so I thought, it's amazing that just a change in attitude can change the universe. Look at that. Anyway,
oh,
that's my thing.
Oh, thank you, Rita. That's fabulous. Thank you. That is amazing. Who's next?
This is Renee. I'll go.
Thank you, Renee.
Okay. I use discipline to choose positive action. Those are the words I wanted to say. And also about how we're always our ICANN attitude, we are attracting and acquiring new customers. Again, out of the blue, we had somebody call us up and ended up ordering some of the super minis, and she had been referred to us by another friend that bought magnets from us years ago. So the universe works in wonderful ways.
You know, and isn't that wonderful and remarkable to be with a company that is so stable that it can still be here and we can still be here when people come to their senses and remember us? That's wonderful. Thank you. Renee, tell me a little bit more about the idea of discipline, that you chose that sentence.
Making sure that I am choosing right thoughts and right actions. To me, that's the discipline of doing that each moment. Just to say, these are the things that will build my character, and that's what I want to do.
Nice. And I like that, concentrating on building character rather than the outcome of, you know, what a phone call or whatever might give us.
Yeah.
Okay. Lesson 5, attitude is more powerful. What do you think, people?
Lane, I'll go next.
Okay. Tell me who you are.
It's David Jones in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, hi, David.
Hello. Attitude determines your altitude, because if you're not in the right frame of mind, you are not going to get the right results, which we all know are the positive results that we're all looking for.
Right. You seem like that's something that you come by pretty easily to me. Is that true or not?
Yes, but it's like with all of us, it's something that slowly grows and develops over time. It's from actions, experiences. It's just something that's been, you know, not even just in the last few years, over the last, I'd say 40-something years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you know, each time, those of us in the ICANN program, each time we go through it again, you know, we take something different from it, and that helps us grow a little bit more. Just like the last person, I had a pretty good week. I had 2 frontline people each sign up a new consultant, so I got 2 new second-level people. And
wow.
I got my new customer, a gentleman that I knew 35 years ago in college. We lived down the hall from each other in the same dorm. And we connected a while back, but he has a new cell phone number. I have a new cell phone number. We didn't know each other's cell phone number, the new ones. And he connected with me on Facebook Messenger, and we got together. And in addition to, if you remember my elevator speech, I also do something called muscle activation techniques. In addition to Mekan, I did a session on him for the muscle activation techniques. But then I was able to do a strength and balance test on the insoles, and I had some PiMag water with me. He signed up as a new customer and said, I want that water, and I want those insoles.
Wow. That's lovely. That's amazing. We've got some really amazing stories this week.
But I don't want to take up any more time, so.
No, that's great. But, you know, people have been percolating here. Who's next?
Hi, Elaine. It's Elaine Conley in Cleveland. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. For this lesson, the right attitude steers me all the time to doing the right things for the right reasons.
Nice. And again, that seems like something that you come by or have learned to do pretty well. Am I right on that?
I'm similar to David. I have my struggles also periodically because we're human. But I don't stay there long. I recognize it. I monitor, you know, my emotions, and I just keep moving. And what keeps me moving is my belief that we are doing worthy work in Mekan.
Yeah.
Dennis Williams will talk about offering a gift, and that's what I consider what we have with Mekan. And it's an obligation and a responsibility, because Mekan is paying my commissions so that I share it with more people. And so worthy work every single day will get a tired person out of bed.
Wow, it sure will. A reason to get out of bed, a purpose, like Dave Johnson
Correct.
Is always talking about. That's
right.
Lovely. I have a friend, and she was very happy. And when she would clean her house with her children, she'd always turn on loud blaring Broadway music, and they would, you know, and they would clean the house to music. But she said one time about, you know, kind of staying down there, like you said, she said, yes, I have a pity party every now and then. I let myself stay there for 3 minutes, and then I say, you're done.
Well, you know, it's funny because as a nursing director, this is before Nikon. It was just, I would tell people, you know, the staff, you can come in and gripe. You have 2 minutes, and then you have to tell me one positive thing that's happened. You know, so it was just my way of thinking of doing our work. Because if you stay there, you know, your whole day is going to be there, and you don't want it to be. My positive things this week, I've been asked to turn in 2 speaking proposals for 2 Zooms, one on a national business women's group and one locally. And so guess what I'm going to talk about at the tail end, which I'm allowed to do. I'm going to speak about water, the ins and outs of everything, and then I get an opportunity to tell about what I do in my practice and the fact that I use the Nikon technologies as a platform, you know, for balance and wellness recovery. So that's pretty cool.
Elaine, congratulations. That's fabulous.
Thank you very much.
That makes me happy. Who else has some thoughts on lesson 5?
This is Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Is that for me?
Yeah, Andy.
Okay, very good. Little horse. What I've got here is the key is to ask permission. And what I've done for years is I always ask, if you would allow me, I would like to share something with you. And that was my number one rule in 40 years of sales. Because people, if they come in, you know, they're nervous. And basically, when you ask permission, you can't go wrong. They're allowing you to continue.
Wow. So that's something that you learned early on.
Yeah, I've, you know, selling RVs in the last 15 years, people come to the store, and of course, the last thing you want to do is talk to a salesman, and you're going to get a lot of pressure. And I would just say, you know, if you're not willing to sit down for a few minutes, get to know you a little bit, and in that process, I'd say, if you'd allow me to, I'd maybe like to show you something I have in mind. And from there, it gradually worked into trust and a friendship, and the rest takes care of itself.
Thank you. That's absolutely wonderful. And and that is something that I hear a lot of us talking about that we're not as good at, that we'd like to be better. And just so everyone knows, Barbara Bertuzzi on her call this morning, a Zoom call, had Susan Carver on. She recorded it, and that recording is available. It's in 2 sections. Susan was using it as a training call and talking about prospecting and recruiting, and that was a big thing that she said, you know, was asking permission and let them guide it.
And if I can just say one last thing about that. When you do that, it takes the pressure off of both of you, and everybody's relaxed.
Oh, wow, that's nice. That's good.
It's just an automatic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Hi. Yeah, this attitude of gratitude is, no, I didn't start there, but the last 40 years I've consistently been working on gratitude, you know, starting the day with gratitude. Holy cats, you know. All of a sudden, it becomes the best day of my life.
Oh.
Just starting with that gratitude, but it comes with the discipline. The discipline comes to the wisdom. And, you know, just, I like what I just heard about asking permission. Some of those things that make sense, sometimes I forget. So, I'm glad I'm on the call, and I've got a friend on tonight listening, so anyway, I will jump back off of here.
Thank you, Janice. I am very impressed that you're doing that and working on that first thing in the morning. I think that all of us, life seems like it is going so fast, and I know that since we've been quarantined, sometimes it seems like it's going too slow, but, I mean, here we're in May already. What happened to February? And so sometimes we forget to, you know, to do the gratitude first thing in the morning and to open ourselves up to being positive. So thank you for reminding us. We need to do that. Who else would like to tell us about lesson 5?
Now, this is Vera. Hello.
Sorry, I heard two of you.
Okay.
Do you want to go first, Sarah? This is Debbie.
Okay. Debbie, okay. It's a little bit hollow.
Is Sarah going or is Debbie going?
Debbie.
All right. Well, I want a couple of things about this lesson. And one, can you guys hear me now?
Yes, that's better,
yes.
Debbie. Thank
you. Perfect. I was listening. I keep forgetting that you can't hear me on my headset. However, I like the part about two things. And one was the ball player that he gets out more than he gets hit. And I used to be a ball player, a very pretty good one. And I used to get hit like three quarters of the time. And so for me, I get kind of serious about sharing me, Ken. And what that leads me to is high expectations of myself. And then when he led into the piece that says every time I heard him say it, Marty say that one of our colleagues at that time was in the gym and had heard someone say, "What do you do?" And every time I heard that, I chuckled because she launched right into her elevator speech. And so for me, it's not being so hard on myself or so serious. And when I make mistakes, it just seems to make it so much easier to share me, Ken, in a simple way. And then for me this week, I had a person referred to me because they were in a head-on collision, and I had never met her, but she was a nurse, and my landlord is a doctor, and the doctor referred her to me. And when she came to my home, I have Nikan seats in my car, in my recliners, and she said, "Are you the person that the doctor referred me to for Nikan products?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" And so it was really cool because she was my customer, and I'd never met her. And when I had attempted to do follow up, she didn't return my calls. So here she was, and she re-registered as a customer, and she's ordering and. Open to the, I'm giving her the Leo LeMay sequence. And so right now she's learning about water. So again, not so serious. Don't be so hard on myself and just trust the natural process of this because I really believe that all of us doing together is what, all of us doing this together is what's causing these interesting little, snapshots of where did these people come from? How did they know about me? So I think that's the magic of I can. Anyway,
isn't
that's
that
right.
Hey, Debbie, yes. Thank you. That's so cool. And I think that you're right. You know, just like prayer is a combined community action that actually has power, what we're doing has power. Look at this. And, you know, and power to help us be better uses so that we can go out and attract. Wow, that's nice. All right, we had somebody after Debbie.
Yep. Hello, this is Vera.
Hi, Vera.
Hi. Okay, I have about this lesson something that I written down. It's if you understand people, you understand the business.
Yes.
So people, we have to understand people's attitudes comes out from their attitudes, you know. It's just, and we need to just approach them with positivity and ask their questions. And so that's how I approach people. And I understand people very, very much.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm sure trying to get better at that myself. I'm sort of more of a concept person, an idea person than a people person. And so that's something I'm trying to learn.
Yeah, and also understanding why, you know, their why, not thinking about our why, but thinking about their why.
Yeah, yeah. I had a luncheon today with a man who is a neighbor, and he's been noticing some dementia the last year and a half. And it was so nice to just be able to talk to him, tell him what Nikan has to offer, you know, and then say, "What do you think about that?" You know, I mean, he has to have a why for it. I'm not going to push it on him.
Correct.
And let him decide. Cool. Thanks, Vera.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Rita.
Hi, Rita.
One thing that jumped out to me was restrain your tongue and choose the I can attitude. And today someone had called me and demanded to know where their water filter was. Now, this is a person that I had asked 3 times about their order because they're on the same rotation as my water filter is.
Right.
No, don't need it yet. And, of course, they ordered it, and it went on to back order, finally. So I bit my tongue and, you know, just talked to them very calmly, chose the I can attitude that it is on back order, and it's probably, along with a lot of other things, sitting on the docks, you know, waiting to come out, but I believe it will be shipped on the 15th and handled it that way instead of any other way.
Nice choice. Good for you. It sounds like your brain was working overtime to tell your tongue what to say.
Yeah. And the other thing that jumped out was, old lefty brain wants you to quit. Just ignore him and prioritize and keep going.
And don't you love how Marty phrases these things? You know, when
Absolutely.
He talks about lefty brain, you know that he's not preaching at you. He's been there.
Yep.
He's telling you what you learned. Oh, yeah, the lefty brain. All right, who else have we got?
Hi, this is Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Hi. You are the only person in your business that your customer will see, so you have to know your products, what you're talking about, so that you can be the best you are when they ask questions.
Right. And I loved it that it's that in another place he said, and you need to be, well, he said, I need to be the best me for them.
Right.
And
right.
That's a different angle for me. I like
yeah.
that.
I had a customer that came up to me, a friend that came up to me today while I was going in the store, and she said, Liz. I said, huh? She said, are you still selling that stuff? I said, explain to me. I'm in a lot of different things. And she said, you know, the tape, the stuff that you wrap. I said, yes, I'm still in that, very much deep into that. She said, well, I need some, and I'm going to get hold of you real soon, she said, because I've been hurting. And I was shocked that someone came up to me and remembered and asked about it. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're the 5th or the 6th one on this call. I'm liking this call a lot. Thanks, Liz.
This
Hi,
this is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Go ahead, Carol.
Carol, okay. I too got a surprise customer. I'm caring for my uncle that has dementia, and we got a new CNA to come twice a week. He was here yesterday, and he wanted to just fill up his water bottle that he brought in that he had purchased somewhere, and he was going to go to the refrigerator to fill it off of the water thing. I'm like, no, don't use that. And I guided him towards the waterfall. I says, do this. It's filtered. And then I explained to him, and I had an old filter. I showed him how dirty it was and explained the process, and he was just amazed. And he's like, well, where can I get it? Amazon? I'm like, no. And we sat down. I signed him up as a customer. He's going to get bottles for him and his 4 kids and probably his wife, and is considering the waterfall. So I too had a surprise. I wasn't even looking to do a presentation or and I'm just like, and then just learning to work through this, you know, remaining objective through all of this COVID terror barrier kind of stuff. But, it was a good surprise day.
It was, but you were ready when it came. And you met his needs. And you were thinking about, you know, what you could do to help him. I, you know, and still creating business for yourself. That's fabulous. Oh, that's lovely, Carol. All right, we've got about 4 minutes left. Who else have we got after Carol?
This is Ron.
Hi, this is Karen. Oh, go ahead, Ron.
Okay. Thanks, Karen.
Okay. Always prepare the ground before planting the seed. I must want what is best for the person I am communicating with. So I've been, I don't know, I probably spend maybe an hour a day on Facebook or Facebook Messenger, something like that, trying to find people that I can comment to and maybe carry on a conversation, which I friended somebody or they friended me the other day, and they actually started the conversation. And so we've had quite a long conversation, actually, which I'm going to continue. And I have not pushed my agenda on them. So, you know, the subject has not come up yet. But then I like what Andy said. You know, I'd like to share something with you. So that maybe it's a possibility after I've built more rapport. So.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you, Ron. You're
welcome.
Okay, Karen?
Okay. Thank you. I think it was Debbie who was saying something about, you know, she gets a little hard on herself because she's so serious. And and one of the things that stood out to me in the lesson was we look at things as a failure, and we can learn from our mistakes, but to me they're not failures. They're opportunities.
Yeah.
So so we can learn from it, but it's also an opportunity. And then we also have an opportunity to go back and change it just by following up and calling somebody and saying something to them about, do you want to know more about it because I have a little bit more time now or whatever had gotten in the way. So I like to look at it that way. And I got my fourth customer since we've been doing this round of ICANN. And it happens to be a lady. There are two ladies in Milwaukee. I used to live in Milwaukee, and I was, you know, sometimes you just latch on to people. You connect from the heart, like we do in NECAN. And these two ladies, and I did that. And I connected with one of them several weeks ago. She found me. She just looked me up on the internet. And she had ordered a water pack, and then the two of them and I got together and I taught them some yoga on Monday morning. And the other lady, she's having some physical challenges. So I talked to her after we did yoga, and she ended up being my fourth customer. And these are dear, dear, sweet people who could very easily fit in with our group in NECAN. So that was the best part to me. You know, the fact that I had her fourth customer, that was one thing, okay? But the fact that I was able to reconnect with these two ladies, it was actually what hit me the most, because I'm heart-centered. So
yes,
that was really special.
Oh, that's sweet. That's really wonderful, Karen. Thank you. Well, we probably, you know what? This is the quietest that Vance Rogers has ever been.
So I was simply waiting for my business buddy to share, because she always paves the way for me. And since Karen did share, pause is the reoccurring theme that, and I don't believe anybody's mentioned that yet. Every single person who shared, that was the key word I got from lesson five. That whether you're excited, and I'm really disappointed that nobody even shared about the over obnoxious, hyperactive testimony at the beginning of lesson five. I mean, I want my money back, because none of you sang the praises of how great and obnoxious, you know, that guy in Oregon is. And I'm just shocked. Anyways,
But when we pause, it's just phenomenal. And so many customers, whether they're new or old, when we pause, it's like Marty said, it's a restraint. It's sometimes hard because we're so excited. And I had an experience yesterday when I sent you the picture last week of being in this amazing view of Mount Adams. And we were back there yesterday doing all the finishing up. And we're in the thick of it. And I'm on the phone with another customer. And I see it's my wife. And I'm like, hey, my queen's calling. She never called. Ever, ever, ever. I got to catch this call. And he says, no worries. I got it. And the person on the other end of the phone is not Stacy, but it's this voice, and it says, Daddy, yes, do we have a tent, and you know how to set it up? And I paused, because I'm thinking, why is my daughter calling me 60-plus miles away and asking me about a tent? Do the right thing and pause. And whether it's your kids, your spouse, a neighbor, when we pause, we'll always win in the end. Always. Mm-hmm. And it's not about winning so much, but it's about, you know, pulling it off. So, Elaine, thank you. You're wonderful.
Thank you. Well,
hey,
Vance.
Are
this is fantastic. So I enjoy this more than anything, and it's not that we're doing the power of Elaine, but next week Elaine Connolly will be our guest facilitator, and I cannot encourage you all enough. To thine own self is one of my most favorite lessons. It's a ways away. If you have not ordered the KVB or the Siaga, I wouldn't have been able to make so many phone calls rapid fire today if I had not tasted it this morning. And I'm begging you, jump on Saturday morning, on Saturday AM Live. It's the ICANN clan. And talking about KVB, really would enjoy your participation in it. And it's everything you thought about it before, just erase that. It is a phenomenal product, and it really does segue to the standard that NECAN has, and it's just amazing. So, and then also
Dan?
On that note, yes, go ahead.
Hi, it's Elaine Connolly. I just want to let you know I don't sing. Okay. I only sing in church, and that's because nobody can hear me. Okay. So.
We had a Mamma Mia 70s party a couple Sundays ago. And, you know, everybody dressed up as the 70s, and my hair is getting big because of the lack of a COVID cut, because my barber won't be open for a while, I guess. And, but I shared with our housemate, because she didn't know, I said, when this movie came out in the theater, I kept getting muted and shushed, because I love ABBA, and I love to sing. They said, Daddy, you can't sing. Stop singing. So you will never, Elaine, you're in good company, because you'll never hear me sing either. Cause it's
okay. All right. I'm just warning you ahead of time. All right. Thank you.
So thank you again, Elaine Brewster, for guest facilitating tonight. Everybody have a great evening. Take advantage of what's at stock. And if, by the way, if I didn't announce this last week, new waterfall, not just waterfall, but new water cards. From magneticleaders.com. Dave Johnson, they're phenomenal. I keep forgetting to order mine. It's not just about the waterfall, but it's about the water pack. What a better way. I mean, it's really good. The waterfall is really good. But the better or the best is the whole water ensemble. And they're available, $10 for 100 of them. And take advantage of these, because these are the things that everybody – There's many blessings that COVID has given us. And although it's taken lives, I get it. I understand. And I'm not being insensitive. The blessings far outweigh the burdens. And one of them is it's causing people, there's a groundswelling of people opening up and saying, I got to take better care of myself.
And that's only going to become a stronger narrative in the future. So,
Vance, the other thing is the PIMAG waterfalls now are on back ordered until May 30th. We did such a good job.
And I did call Nikin today. The immunity is still, according to what I was told by Mary Lou, it's slated to be arriving on May 15th. Oh, and hey, I guess an FYI, I've had many conversations about many topics with our postmaster in our little town, and he said, Vance, the best way to explain, I wish people could have a little bit more patience. We have Christmas volume with the U.S. mail system without the Christmas employee staffing. So just, you know, you, little tidbits of intel like that, when you share it with people, they'll go, oh, and then it'll turn, cause them to pause, unless their blood pressure has already skyrocketed, and then introduce them to the cardiovascular best product on the market. And we know what that is in the Berkey. So have a great evening, everybody. Thank you again. Thank you for putting yourself into this program, because it's just wonderful to hear the stories.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.